Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
Now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
A lot of people wonder, how can they help? How can I help? I want to help. I don't know how to help. What's an idea? How can I help? Well, Mike Split decided he was going to do a bunch of 5K runs. And he decided, after being inspired by a Santa run in Arlington Heights, he thought, well, maybe I can benefit a whole bunch of charities. And now he's doing 5Ks and organizing 5Ks in the Race for a Million, helping raise $1 million for local charities all over McHenry County. Mike, I have good news for you this morning.
Great.
You are the most valuable person on the planet.
Well, I'm totally honored, and I'm grateful to be on this show. Thank you very much. I am a great listener. I love your show.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate you being on, and we're familiar with many of the charities you help. For instance, we do shows, and we'll be back at the Rouse Center on New Year's Eve. We've had the folks from TLS Veterans on many times, and I'm sure as this thing continues to grow for you, these multiple 5K runs that you do, more and more charities are asking to be involved?
Well, yes, they have been. Right now, we're just we have our hands full doing what we're doing, of course. We have three races a year. The Rao pretty much manages theirs now after we started it for a guy named Bob Blazer. He's a local icon, and he wanted the charity money to go towards the Rao, which, as you know, is a treasure in downtown Crystal Lake. I know you frequent that as well.
Yep. Yeah, and there's some of you probably participated in the run in May. There's still two to go. Last Sunday in June is the McHenry County Patriot Run. You think about Patriots, by the way. Today's Flag Day, Dave. Everybody got to put their flag.
Yes, it is.
It's a perfect one.
Last Sunday in June, McHenryCountyPatriotRun.org is a great way to register there, or the way to register. And then you got the Santa Run coming up in December.
Right. The veteran one, of course, June 30, as you said, is we'll have almost 1,000 flags lining the course. It's a 5-mile 5K. That's always exciting. We give the money, as you said, to TLS veterans and also the VAC. And the Santa run, we've averaged 888 participants for that one, Steve. And I usually have to order up 1,000 suits in April just to get them all here by November. So we're all prepared. Everybody that participates gets the beard, the belts, the pants, the hat. It's a sea of red. It's beautiful. It's very inspiring, and that goes to CASA and Big Brother, Big Sisters, and for several other agencies similar to that all help the kids.
That is a cool idea. All right, so let's focus on the 5K, McHenry County Patriot Run, because we want this to be a full house, and it probably is going to be without any of our help, but why not plug it right now for us? So where's it going to be? When's it going to happen?
Well, it'll be June 30. The gun goes off at 7:30 sharp, not 7:31, not 7:29. We like it accurate.
Mm-hmm.
We want the cool weather in the morning. It starts at McHenry County College, so we have a closed course. It's a 5K, 5-mile. And all the veteran groups will be there and helping out and assisting. The flags, Steve, it's really inspiring. We put up almost 1,000 flags along the course, and it's breathtaking when you see the flags blowing in the wind and you're running through the course. Goes out in the country, then returns back down to Conservation District Trail, and then the money, as you mentioned, goes to the TLS Vets. These agencies are, the state is in pretty much distress financially, and the funding is behind for these agencies. So we just figured, hey, let's do something to pump some extra energy. If there's no money, there's no mission. So they can't fulfill their mission statements. So we wanted to create these events, make it happen. We had some great marketing from Harry Submergent and Vanessa Baker helping a girl named Chrissy and Erica in my office. We helped put these together. There's about 80 hours of volunteer time before the race even goes off. And when we have the gun goes off, we have 70 volunteers that show up to make the run go flawlessly. And thank gosh for we're always asking for sponsors, participants, and volunteers. So they're all a huge help for us, Steve.
It is the Run for a Million, the Race for a Million, multiple runs, the Race for a Million.
We're going to be at $1 million, I believe, in 3.4 years. We're averaging about $82,000 a year from these races.
Nice.
That's net after cost, expenses, insurance, and everything else. And, it's going to be fun hitting that million. It's something that we just are all inspired to do, and we're having fun doing it, Steve. Thanks for helping us promote it.
Of course, and the people of McHenry County appreciate your work as well. Mike Split, thank you for listening. Hold on. Give Mike a hearty high five. He's the most valuable person on the planet. And thank you for that. My friend Bridget Gaynor's here. She's going to come and make the show better because, you know, well, we're not that good.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm glad the bar is low, but I can improve it.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So you're saying John's back, the bar got lowered?
Hey, I'm sitting right here.
Oh, I'm sorry. They had headphones on. At 7:35, headlines first. We'll do that next, 720 WGN.